All right, Mike. He thought the car was on a rail. It looked to be on a rail. Maybe it was on a rail. And then it seemed like near the restarts, it kind of maybe hiccuped or something because Jack before wasn't able to keep up with you. And then in that last restart especially, he was. And then what happened going into turn three?
Yeah, the car was doing something funky. Every caution, it seemed like the tires were doing something different. There was, after the caution on lap five, I hammered down and the car felt perfect. It felt absolutely perfect. There wasn't no doubt in my mind I wasn't going to win this race tonight. And then there's another caution, and it seemed like, literally seemed like every single caution, the tires were doing something different. And then it started picking up. The first two or three laps, I'd have a real loose off car, and there was a caution, and I was loose off of four, which usually I'm not. I'm pretty hooked up on four, and I was a little loose off, which was no big deal, and we came down, and I saw him at the last second because he drove into the side of the race car. That's the only time I saw him. He didn't show me a wheel. He didn't knock on my back bumper, say, hey, I'm here. I didn't even know if he was right behind me if it wasn't for the caution, you know, so.
Just to his credit, though, he just caught you that back stretch. That's why I was asking you if maybe something happened on that last restart. He wasn't there just until that second. Maybe he was just thinking, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but maybe he was just thinking this is my only shot.
Right. I don't know what he was thinking. You know, we have meetings. He sits there and he complains about everybody else driving like meatheads, and he's the biggest meathead out here. I mean, he's worse than anybody out here so far this year week. He wrecked us a couple weeks ago on the outside through 3 and 4. He wrecked somebody in the heat tonight, and he destroyed our car in the feature again. So, you know, everybody gets slaps on the wrist. Everybody's going to slap on the wrist. It's pathetic. Cars are getting wrecked. Money's getting wasted left and right. You know, we got a feature win taken away from us tonight. For a so-called veteran that's supposed to drive better than everybody else. And we had a Facebook talk a couple weeks ago, Jack and I, man-to-man, through messages, and he told me he'd never put his car in position to wreck, and he works for everything himself, and I get everything handed to me, and blah, 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 just a bunch of BS coming out of his mouth. So who really knows? It's pathetic. I've had enough of it. I've had a lot of respect for Jack. He's a veteran in my eyes. I have a respect for a few drivers at this place, and he completely lost all of it tonight. So,
how bad is the car?
Right now it's just a lot of cosmetic stuff again, you know, a couple of rims, the back clip's twisted. I don't think it's going to be too huge. It's not affecting any of the geometry part of it. The back tail is destroyed. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if it's $100 or if it's $1,000. It's a lot of money that's going to get wasted every single week because of somebody driving like a meathead, and it's ridiculous. We'll have it back together, you know what I mean? Carly and her daughter Kaylee and myself, we love racing. We'll be here every single week that we can possibly be able to do it. And the countless hours in the shop, I mean, it's getting old for somebody else's stupidity. So,
can keep you away from any public appearances? I know you like to bring the car out and let everybody see as much as you can.
Yeah, no, we went to a fire truck and something today. I don't know the exact name, but it was a fundraiser for Camp Hollis Kids. Help fundraise some money for kids that weren't able. It's kind of like a scholarship program for kids. We love doing that stuff. It's great. I ran into a couple of different guys that own businesses today. It's a great way for us to pick up sponsorship. My buddy Bradley was playing with some kid in a Matchbox car, rolling him down the ramp of our trailer for a half hour today. You know what I mean? We all love it. Love playing with the kids and showing the car off. It's a great way to pick up sponsorship and get to know new people and get my name out there a little more.